Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2020. Chav Tes Menachemov, I hope you are keeping well. Bezer Hashem. And I hope you're going to be enjoying this pre-recorded shiur, Mitzvah Hashem, which is a short one. It's on Simon Tov Kuf Zayin, which is the halachas of Afir B'Yom Tov. Additional various halachas on baking on Yom Tov. We're going to be learning Sif Aleph. And the halacha is as follows. Oifen befundere. One is allowed to bake a fundere. In a fundere on Yom Tov. What's a fundere? And what is a fundere? Now, in the fundere, it's reassuring to know that in the Shulchan Aruch had to explain what a fundere is. A furin is tanurim shelon, which are our oven. Kagdoilim, the large ones. The PM and their sides. But see them, their openings are on the sides. Big baker's oven, exceptionally large. Anyone is allowed to use that for baking. Ubilvat, however, you've got to ensure shelo techadosh, it must not be a new one. Techashin and work concern. If you're using a very new, brand new, out of the box furni, then you are likely to have a bit of an issue because the new ones, shema tifchas, maybe the new ones tend to be weak. Vayefoset, it's got the wall is going to sink in, it's going to fall in. Vayefoset alechem, you're going to ruin the bread. Vayemanim simchas yom tov, and you're not going to have simchas yom tov. So here comes the halacha that a person is not allowed to use a brand new furni, a brand new, out of the box, new delivered, freshly purchased furni, which is a big baker's oven, which are described as having the openings on the side. Sometimes the ceiling comes in when they are brand new, and we don't want that to happen on Yom Tov because you're not going to end up anything hot, can't get a new one, can't organize a new one on Yom Tov, and therefore don't use a large, brand new one, because you may chas v'sholem end up not having a simchas yom tov. Similarly, mechamen chamen b'antichi, you may use an antichi on yom tov, which is perish yerik dole, a very large urn. Those large urns are permitted to use, just like large ovens are allowed to use, again, provided it's not brand new. Now, these are very large items. It's exceptionally large oven, and it's a very large kind of urn, which is basically what we would compare to a commercial, for commercial use. It's the ones that you find in the bakeries, the ones that you find in the very large enterprises, and you're allowed to use it. The halach is, it's permitted. So the halach is that one is allowed to use that unless it's brand new. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'alef, Oifin Befurni, Afal Pishetzich Oheseg Godel, despite the fact that it's very large, Menofish Tircha, and it's a greater Tircha, it's the equivalent of using very large urns and ovens, and we would have thought, Lechashin on Gamkin Shem, would have thought, don't use these large ovens and urns, because it's more of a weekday kind of, you normally use that for selling, for merchandise, for commercial purposes, and normally you would have perhaps thought that people are going to say, hey, look what he's doing, he's baking for weekday, would have thought that it's a problem, but it's fine. We're not concerned. People are going to say, look, he's baking for weekday. The who, and that is, provide the shetzorich lepasah, but it needs a lot of bread. And the shenizdam nuloi oichim rabim v'chadoyma, you've got many guests, hoshe enlu tadokona, or he's got no smaller oven. So if you've got a smaller one, a bigger one, then use the smaller one. If you've got no smaller one, the only one that you have is your baker's oven, then you may use it. And again, we're not concerned about this chashash that is baking it for weekday. The people are going to say it's baking for weekday, we're not concerned. The same with the large urn, Sifkot Ndalet, Mchamin Chamin, Varabus, Sifkot Ndalet, Trabusi Kanal, the Chiddush of it is also as earlier, Linin Purni, and Vemayre Gamken, we're talking again, Shetzorich Lahabemayim, needs a lot of water, Hoi, alternatively, Shein Moetz Mecham Katni, doesn't find a smaller urn, and therefore it's permitted. But again, with regards to this baker's oven, if it's brand new, don't use brand new on Yom Tov, because we're concerned it might collapse, and that will certainly cause you a loss of Simchas Yom Tov, you're going to be a little bit sad about not having any hot food. So again, Rabbi said, just to summarize, one is allowed to use a large, big baker's oven, although it's normally used for commercial purposes. It's permitted, provided you've got nothing else, and provided it's nothing, it's not a brand new one, because if it would be a brand new one, then we're concerned that it might get ruined and destroy Simchas Yom Tov. Same with your urn. If you've got no alternative, you may use this very large urn, and you may use that on Yom Tov, provided you don't have a smaller one. And now the thought of the day. Interesting observation by the Chofetz Chaim, who asked an interesting question: why is it that the Beis Hamikdash was built, as we find in Sefer Melochim, we find the Beis Hamikdash was built out of wood, primarily out of wood. And the question is, why was the Beis Hamikdash made out of wood? Surely it would make more sense to have it built primarily out of stone. It's long-lasting, and it's better quality, and it's just better. We find that many, many parts of the Beis Hamikdash had to be made out of wood. The Mishkan we can understand better, because it was had to be taken down. But the Beis Hamikdash, which is built in Yerushalayim, and to stay there, why would it be partially made out of wood? It should certainly be made out of stone. And yet we find so much of it was made out of wood. What's the reason of that? And Chofetz Chaim answers, fascinating point, something to think about. And he says, because it's going to rot. Precisely because of that. Wood doesn't last forever. Stone does. And it's got to be replaced every few generations. Every couple of generations, it needs to be replaced and changed because wood rots. And he says, contrary to what we generally understand, we think that, you know, to give something towards the Beis Hamikdash, to give something towards the Klal, it's expensive, and it's that every generation needs to deserve, every person needs to have a schus towards the keeping and the continuation of the Beis Hamikdash. If it's made out of stone, it's going to last forever. Nobody will feel attached to it. Nobody will have the schus of guarding and keeping and having the Beis Hamikdash. They're not doing anything towards it. It's a schus, it's a merit. It's not a tircha, it's not a burden. It's something that it would have, Kodesh Baruch Hu specifically wants to allow everybody to have part of the Beis Hamikdash. In order to do so, it had to be made out of wood and not out of stones. If it's stones, it's going to last forever. People are not going to pay towards it. People are not going to donate towards it. And it's people are not going to feel its value, and they're not going to appreciate it. It's a schus. If people were to pay towards it, then that itself is it's a schus to have a part of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a schus to do something for the Klal. It's a schus to do something for Klal Yisrael. It's not a burden. It's a schus. And if we just take that into our day to day lives, if we think about doing something for the tzibbur, it's not it's not something a person has to do, or a person has to do that as well. But much more than that, it's a schus. It's a merit. It's an opportunity to do something towards the tzibbur. It's that with that kind of approach, life is so different, and it's so much more rich and so much more valuable. I wish you a very good evening.